It has been such a pleasure getting to know all of you this year. Little ones, bigger ones, even bigger ones. I'm going to share with you my homily, but first I wanted to notice that one of the ways that young people lead, there are a bunch of ways that young people lead us as human beings that I think don't often get recognized. And one of those ways is reminding us to move. So why don't we stand up? Let's all stand. And we're just gonna reach up toward the ceiling and shake your hands, shake them, shake them, shake them. And look next to you, make sure you're not gonna hit anyone. You can make a big circle with your arms. And we can shake our whole bodies a little bit, your hips and your shoulders. Squeeze your shoulders up to your ears. Have a little chance to move. And we're gonna do a really short thing that we do in RE sometimes. All right, we're gonna take your right hand. And we're gonna, ready? Let's have all the kids stand. Stand up, guys, stand up. And we're gonna, one, two, three. One, two, three, other hand. Right foot, one, two, three. And one, two, three, left foot. One, two, one, two. One, two, one, two. One, 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 one. And now you can sit down. One other way that young people really lead us and really help us as grown-ups to stay connected to our most human selves is by reminding us to play and reminding us to have fun. So one more thing before my homily, if you can turn to the person next to you and just make a funny face. I'm gonna do it up here, so it's gonna be the most embarrassing for me. And we'll all do it on three, ready? One, two, three. Okay. Nicely done. So, thank you all for being here today, young and old and in between. Thank you for all you do to add life and energy to our Theodore Parker community, to the grown-ups. Thank you for supporting the young people and each other and our religious education exploration program. Thank you for your guidance, grown-ups, and your energy and your generosity, truly. To the young people, thank you for your fresh intelligence and your spirit. Thanks for helping us remember to play and laugh and reach for each other. We all have so many gifts to share and such strong leadership to offer. So I want to wonder with you this morning a bit about what it means to be Unitarian Universalist. First, a very brief history, so short, and Anne can correct me if it's wrong in any way. Probably a lot of you can, actually. So Unitarian Universalism in its current form is very young. We are a very young religion. Those Jews among us, those Jewish UUs, can kind of attest Judaism is ancient, it's so old, and we are a very young religion. The Unitarians and the Universalists existed separately for several hundred years and were themselves radical forms of Christianity. The Unitarians believed that each of us gets to have a personal relationship with the divine. A belief that at its time was really a very radical belief, that we each get to have a relationship with the divine, wherever you find it. And the Universalists believe there was a place for every soul in heaven. Basically, that a great and saving capacity for goodness resides within each and every person, that each of us is good deep down in our bones. So the Unitarians and the Universalists were kind of doing their own thing for several hundred years. They would cross paths. They had a lot of the same kind of hobbies. And then about 60 years ago, only 60 years ago, Some people in this room were born then when this happened. The Unitarians and the Universalists realized that they had a lot in common, and they decided to get married. Well, sort of a joke, but also sort of true. And they took a hyphenated name, not really hyphenated, but you know what I mean. And Unitarian Universalism was born. Some really big questions were on people's minds back then. Like, what does it mean to be Unitarian Universalist? And what are our shared values? And from those questions, another question arose, which was, what should we teach our children about what it means to be Unitarian Universalist? So, as a child, I grew up in one of the very first generations of Unitarian Universalists. And this question was often on my mind. What does it mean to be Unitarian Universalist? That question was often on my mind, and it joined some other difficult questions that were on my mind at that time. Like, where do we come from? What happens after we die? How can the universe go on forever? And why do I feel lonely? Had a lot of big questions, and none of them had easy answers. In my UU religious education classes, we sang Spirit of Life. We studied all the different religions of the world. And I got to be a guinea pig for one of the first OWL curriculum, which was called About Our Sexuality. A lot of really cool things. I enjoyed Sunday school, but longed for my religion to provide the concrete answers that some other religions out there had to offer. I was a seeker. So, as is the case with many UU young people, my upbringing sent me searching. I explored Buddhism, chanting, and meditation. I got involved in a women's circle that met once a month to celebrate the moon. I reclaimed my Jewish heritage and grew a group of secular Jewish friends who met regularly for Shabbat dinner. And every place I moved, I would visit the Unitarian Universalist Church. And every time I did, I would sit in the pews and I would cry because I finally felt at home. So now I am a Unitarian Universalist religious educator, and answering the question, what does it mean to be UU, is part of my job. Sometimes parents come to me to learn more about our faith or because they are wondering how to handle their children's big questions about life. I'm still struggling to answer these questions myself. But this is what I say. It's so great and so deeply human that your child is asking these questions. There aren't, as far as I have discovered, any easy answers. But welcome. Welcome to this community, where you are not alone with your questions or with the deep and wonderful wonderings that your child is bringing forward. This is one of the great gifts of Unitarian Universalism, that we get to sit together in the questions, that we get to hold each other and laugh together and cry together in the midst of the mystery and the miracle, and sometimes the pain of this life. Come be with us. Bring your questions, bring your joy, bring your hurt and your loneliness. There is room for all of it. There's room for you. So this service is about, in part, building the beloved community, which is another big part of what it means to be Unitarian Universalist. As a faith practice, we don't have a belief in an afterlife. Some of us might, but it's not part of our religion. It's not built in. So we're here building the beloved community. We're here in this life building that community.